So about how much, if you had to go out and get the wood, how much would you call the wood you brought in at one time?
Well, mostly it was firewood or stove wood, depending on what you were going to use it. If it was stove wood, if it was going in the kitchen stove, and it was firewood, if you were going to burn it in the fireplace for heat.
Well, how much would you say you carried?
Armload.
If that light burns out, what would you have to put in it?
A new bug. Yeah.
Did your mother ever hang the clothes out? I found a...
Yeah, we put the clothes out on the line all the time, clothesline.
She carry them from the house out to the clothesline and anything?
Yeah, they always had a spot outside that they did most of the washing on Mondays or maybe Tuesdays. About once a week.
Did she have anything, like something made out of wicker or something to carry the clothes in around?
Oh, we used to use cotton basket. Most of them were handmade from willow strips.
What would you call them? Something that's like a bow, only maybe a little smaller, something like nails kind of.
Keg.
What'd you call those things around the barrel that held it shut?
Stave. Hooks.
What's the thing on the top of a bottle?
Cap or a cork.
What about, Hello?
Hey, you ain't not supposed to be longer. I don't know what it is now. Is he making 100?
Oh, yeah. I can't make anything about 100.
How you doing?
Just fine, how are you?
Just fine.
You find any?
Yeah, that was this guy we were talking to. She said,
She bought,
or she wanted, I called her, because Robert
can't speak
about the West. He's got laryngitis, and she couldn't hear. She said he shared a thing. He said, she wanted, she knew that he could
understand, but the probably tried to talk to him. Well, I thought he was sick yesterday when he came in. She said he had the worst kids laryngitis she's
seen so much. Jim,
did you play any
musical instruments? Well, I love music. Can my wife play the piano, and I can't play a thing
in the world, but I love music. What do you call that thing you blow into? Something?
Piccolo? Flute?
No, it's more like the cowboys or somebody would play. It's got reeds in it. It's more like a play musical instrument than anything else. Some people.
You mean one of the woodwind instruments?
Yeah, it's a little made out of metal and got little holes in it. It's kind of shaped like this.
The only thing I know you could call it an ocarina or a flute.
This is something you play with your mouth and move back and forth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh man, everybody used to have a harp.
What about, you ever seen a little instrument you play like this?
Yeah, that's a juice off.
Yeah.
We got one around here somewhere in there.
How many horses did you have for your own carriage?
Didn't have but one. So a carriage was generally had was a four-seater.
Well.
We had one horse and a single-seater. Two people.
If you had a wagon with two horses, what would you call that long wooden piece between horses?
That would be the... You're going too far back picture for me to remember those things now, but that would be the, tongue.
Yeah.
That's correct, yeah, tongue. That's what did all the pulling with the horses, the mule.
If you're...
Wagon tongue.
If you had a horse that was pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back in between horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you call it out the steel on the outside of the wagon?
Tire. Rim.
When you hitch a horse to a buggy, what do you call the barbed wood the traces are fastened to?
I've already forgotten that one.
Yeah.
I know the chain they went to, it was called a trace chain.
Do you ever hear anything called any kind of tree?
Hollow tree. Yeah. But that's what we used to hang hats on in our house, was a hollow tree. I know what you're trying to talk about is that little gadget that sits up on top of the tongue that works back and forth where the lines to the horse, the pulling chains are tied to.